Hi, this is Kim Floyd with TakeBackYourTemple.com with today's weight loss scripture. Day 3, Keep On Running. Today's focus scripture is taken from 2 Samuel 22:30, which reads, "For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall." I have a confession to make. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be Wonder Woman. I used to watch the TV series every Sunday evening, eager to see Linda Carter as Wonder Woman defeat the bad guys. My favorite part was always when she would transform from humble Diana Prince to Wonder Woman by removing her glasses and spinning around. A loud noise, fire, and smoke, and boom, her transformation was instant. Wouldn't it be cool if losing weight was like that? All you would have to do is spin around, God would zap you, and all the weight would disappear. But it doesn't happen that way. Instead, God gives you the endurance to run against troops and leap over walls. That is what King David discovered. David wrote today's scripture after God delivered him from King Saul, who had been trying to kill him for years. Even though David had defeated Goliath and God had anointed him king over Israel, he still had to fight battles before he could claim what was his. A strong, healthy body is yours, but you will have to fight for it. Scripture tells us that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and that's from Ephesians 6:12. God has strengthened you with the endurance to run against troops like your habits of the past. The way you can run with endurance is by giving yourself a vision of what you are running towards, keeping a clear picture of your future healthy self in your mind's eye at all times. God has given you the ability to leap over walls like your fears and limiting beliefs. For example, you might have had the fear of failure to leap over. But if you consider failure as a learning opportunity to grow, then you never fail. Or you might have a fear of success, as I once did. Most of my family members are not health conscious. On some level, I was afraid that if I lost weight and became fit, I would not fit in with them anymore. I would be different and stand out. But I had to leap over that fear by recognizing that every person is responsible for him or herself. I had to become a good steward of the body God has entrusted to me. The best thing I could do for them is to strive to be a good example and demonstrate that there is a better way to live. And I could give of my knowledge freely to those family members who asked. Today, I ask you to recognize that you have extraordinary abilities in God through Christ. Receive them every morning by faith and use them in your daily decisions. You may not be Wonder Woman or Superman, but you will get the Christian weight loss results you are after in due season. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.